CNN, Joe Rogan and word controversy is another January 6th moment. By Joel B. Polak on February 13, 2022. CNN published an op-ed Sunday by CNN Enterprise writer/producer John Blake declaring that the controversy around UFC commentator and podcaster Joe Rogan's past use of the N-word was akin to the insurrection of January 6, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol. The article, "Joe Rogan's Use of the N-Word is Another January 6th Moment," argues. The podcaster Joe Rogan did not join a mob that forced lawmakers to flee for their lives. He never carried a Confederate flag inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. No one died trying to stop him from using the N-word. But what Rogan and those that defend him have done since video clips of him using the N-word surfaced on social media is arguably just as dangerous as what a mob did when they stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6 last year. Rogan breached a civic norm that has held America together since World War II. It's an unspoken agreement that we would never return to the kind of country we used to be. That agreement revolved around this simple rule. A white person would never be able to publicly use the N-word again and not pay a price. CNN has been at the forefront of efforts to frame the January 6th Capitol riot as a coup attempt, and has also been pushing Spotify to remove Rogan, the top podcaster in the world, from its platform. A compilation video emerged earlier this month showing Rogan using the N-word while discussing various topics. He issued an apology, as Breitbart News reported. Rogan took to social media on Friday to address the N-word video, explaining, "There's a video that's out, it's a compilation of me saying the N-word. It's a video that's made of clips taken out of context of me of 12 years of conversations on my podcast. And it's all smooshed together, and it looks fucking horrible, even to me," he said. "I know that to most people, there's no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word. Never mind publicly, on a podcast. And I agree with that now," Rogan added. "I haven't said it in years," he said. "But for a long time, when I would bring that word up, like if it were to come up in a conversation, instead of saying the N-word, I would just say the word. I thought as long as it was in context, people would understand what I was doing." Nigerian-born UFC champion Israel Adesanya defended Rogan last week, as Breitbart News reported. "First off, let me take this one. Hold up. I'm black. I can take this one. Look, there's a lot of CNTS in this game," Adesanya continued. "There are a lot of snakes in this game. I've been in this fight game since 2008. Joe Rogan is one of the nicest, coolest, humble mother f seekers I've had the pleasure of working with. Understand that." Adesanya went on when a journalist tried to press on with talk about Rogan. "Fuck the noise. You know what they're trying to do. You can't control the man. He's got the biggest platform in the world right now. That's my N-word, Joe Rogan. Fuck the noise. Just keep doing you, Joe. Have some mushrooms. Keep doing you," Adesanya concluded. CNN's Blake, upset that Rogan has not appeared to pay a professional price yet, argued that to allow a white public figure to repeatedly use the foulest racial epithet in the English language without experiencing any form of punishment means to accept the mainstreaming of a form of political violence that's as dangerous as the January 6th attack. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.